As long as I can admire and love, I am young forever. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. As long as I can admire and love, I am young forever. What is one of the worst things, or one of the best things, to help you age? One of the best things to help you lose friends. One of the best things to help you have problems with life. And one of the best things to help you do that is when you hate, when you're angry, when you're uptight. But you see, when you love and when you admire things of beauty, you live eternally young. You live eternally joyful. Now, what was the goddess of love doing in Greek mythology? The goddess of love was loving everybody, always loving. It wasn't sex, but it was always loving. What is the goddess of beauty doing? She was always admiring her beauty and the beauty of everyone else around her. She didn't know that anybody in the entire world had anything different about them than she did. She saw her beauty in them. What did Adonis do, the goddess of strength and health and beauty, male beauty? He was a handsome, fine-looking young man. And he saw everybody else just like him. He didn't even know they were old people. He didn't even know they were people who were untrained and unskilled, because he didn't create them in his world. Everywhere he looked, he saw himself. I often tell you, I look at everybody in my world, and I cannot imagine people who are in my world that they haven't got the same age that I have, haven't had the same experiences that I have, don't know the same people that I do. Everybody in my world knows the same people I know. They have the same experiences I have. They have the same attitude toward life that I have. They're fabulous people, everybody in my world. Everybody, without any limitation, without any segregation of anything, you know. Everybody is. Now, when we can say that about ourselves, then what happens? Then we live a pretty wonderful life. As our statement here says, as long as I can admire and love, I am young forever. Now, do you want to be young forever? Well, start admiring everything. Now, what we were just talking about Rosalie, our wonderful teacher in Bern, Switzerland. And Rosalie has always been somebody who didn't have a high esteem of herself. But now she's getting a high esteem of herself because we have a high esteem of her. We have a high esteem of ourselves. And so we look at Rosalie and we see that people gather around her. And this is a fact. People love to be in her presence. They love to be in her simple home. They love to be in her simple surroundings. They love to talk philosophy with her. And she confesses that she has so much to learn. But she is like I suggested to her about being the great teacher, like being Socrates. It's not what you know. It's what you let other people tell you they know. And people come up to you and say, well, what does it mean to heal myself? And you say to them, as Socrates would say, what do you think it means? A good psychiatrist, yeah. Good psychologist. What do you think it means? Oh, come on now, don't pull that on me. What does it mean to heal yourself? Well, as far as I can see, what it means to heal yourself is to have a good attitude about yourself. Well, now, what's a good attitude about yourself? Well, a good attitude about yourself is one where you enjoy your company. You enjoy your presence. You enjoy being with you. Do you have underarm odor, you know? No. Then nobody else smells it either. You may come in from the tennis court, you may come in from your track meet or something, and you smell like a rose. You know, I think we have a lot to learn from my dog, Rex. Rex and I are running around the path, and he jumps into mud holes, and he comes out looking like, you know, the wreck of the Hesperus, and he's muddy, muddy, terrible. I don't want to touch him for a few minutes. And after we've walked together for maybe about, 10 minutes, I look at him, and there is not a speck of dirt on him anywhere. Where did it go? And then I reach down and hug him, snuggle him, and I put my arm under his chest, and I say, "You wonderful guy." And he smells sweet and good. He smells very good. Now, how can we experience that except be like he is? He is a totally non-judgmental person. He is a totally loving being. And he has the feeling that everything he does is right. And, of course, I have to change that a little bit. I have to say, "Hey, I'm the boss here. You're supposed to do what I ask you to do. I'm not supposed to do what you ask me to do." But I end up doing what he wants done. You know how that goes? He's the boss. And he doesn't do it with a snooty nose. "I'm the boss here. You have to do what I do." He just goes and does it, and he says, "This is the most natural thing in the world." Well, that's how we remain young, when we admire and love all of life. The other day I told you the story about him finding this little bunny rabbit. It's no bigger than a snowball. A little snowball. And he found it. He found it on the wet grass and the wet whatever. And it was just a drowned rabbit, but it wasn't dead, you know. And he picked it up, and he had this in his mouth. And I thought, "Oh, Rex, what have you got now, you know?" And if I didn't know anything about it, I wouldn't care. So he went for about a mile carrying it in his mouth. And I said, "Rex, what do you have there?" And he brought it and laid it in my hand. And it was a little rabbit. But I thought it was a rodent or something, you know, and it wasn't moving. And so I put him up on a branch on the tree so that it would be out of his way. And he says, "Hey, that's mine. I want him." And he shook the tree, and the little creature jumped out of the branch. I think the shaking tree helped him do it, right into his mouth. And he carried him. And he carried him for another half mile. And everything was just beautiful. When I got him to the house here, the girls were not in the house. Everybody was out of the monastery. And so I went to the kitchen sink and turned on the lukewarm water and washed him off. Because I could see that he was breathing. And he was just filled with sand and dirt and junk and weeds and everything. And I just rinsed him and rinsed him and rinsed him. And it just poured off of him. And then I thought, "Well, you're still alive. I guess you've got a will to live." And so then I checked him over thoroughly, and there were no bite marks. There were no blood. There was no anything anywhere where Rex might have accidentally put his teeth into him or something, you know. And so I took the hair dryer and dried him off in the towel and got him all set. But you see, this is love for Rex, who has never had a puppy in his mouth before, except for our dogs that are not puppies. But he's never had a little tiny creature in his mouth to learn to be gentle with it, to learn to be loving. He is loved by nature. Mm-hmm. And so he picks up this little creature, and he is not interested in hurting it. "Rex, no. Put the stick down. Rex, no. Rex, no." That's good. And he just feels that everything he does is right, and everything he does is beautiful and good. And he goes to the wood pile here in the house that Ingeborg has so nicely piled up with chips in preparation of starting a fire. And he says, "Hey, that's something nice to play with." And so he picks up a chip. And before, I said to him in the middle of the living room, and I said, "No, put it down. Come here." So he laid it down, and he came here. Now, half an hour later, it's still laying there. And he thought, "Well, I guess it's okay. I can go get it now." So he got it and brought it over here. Now he set it down. But you see, he admires the stick. He admires the rabbit. He admires us. He admires himself. He admires him home, his home. He is just a totally one-person thing. Now, one thing I'm looking forward to with Rex is when the snow is in the mountains. I want to take him up there, and let's see how he enjoys the snow with his beautiful warm coat on, Now, I always have to watch his feet, that he doesn't get ice crystals and stuff in his feet, because that's so easy to clog it up with the warm feet and then freeze and then be frozen on your feet. Mm-hmm. My dogs in Wisconsin, I always had to be careful of that too. But, you see, this is love. That's love on my part for him and love on his part for me. As long as I can admire and love, I am young forever. Everybody looks at Rex and they say, he acts like a puppy. And I said, well, he's a year and 3 months old now, December, January, February, March, 4 months old. So, yes, he is still 1 year and 4 months. And I guess 1 year, they're supposed to be full grown, or 2 years, whatever it is. But he still acts like a puppy. And he still thinks that life is just a joy. And any dog that's raised with that attitude of thinking life is a joy will be young forever. Now, what about raising our children like that? What about raising your wife or husband like that, or your friends like that? Treat your friend like they are love and admire them, and you'll find that they'll be young forever. You know, they like to play pranks. They like to play kiddish things. Adults like to do that because they want to be young. But they forget they're now adults, and the kiddish pranks are not acceptable. They have to play adult pranks, if you could call it that, where it is something that's going to hurt nobody, that's going to take from nobody, that's going to be just a lovely experience and a sharing. This is something that we can all learn from. As long as I can admire and love, I am young forever. Are you interested in being young forever? If you're interested in being young forever, you start right now with yourself, with your attitude, with how you look at the rest of the world and how you look at everybody around you. And then you respond in that way. How do you look at everybody around you? Do you look at everybody as admirable? Ingeborg, do you look at everybody as they're worthwhile looking at? Or do you look at some people that they're not so nice? Well, that you may have done in the history, but not recently. Now you only look at people and see them beautiful and good. And if any of you have the attitude of mind that that is a false statement coming from Ingeborg, then you shouldn't, because then that's coming from you. And that is not something that we want to express at all, anytime, anywhere. Are you young forever, Ingeborg?
Yes, I am.
Sylvia, are you young forever?
Yes.
Why can you say that?
Because that's...
Because you love and admire everything.
Because I love and admire life.
See, that's what our theme is today. You know, it's nice if we could bring the theme up now and then. Ellen, why are you young forever?
Because I love and admire forever.
See, now, isn't she smart?
Yeah, yeah. She got all the credit.
Isn't she smart? But this is what... Hey, take the credit and be young forever.
That's the credit.
It doesn't matter that someone gave you a clue. It only matters whether you made it for you. Mm-hmm. So be young and admire everybody, for that's what life's all about. Well, have a lovely evening, and know that I love you very much, and that I love Rex very much, and that I think Rex is the greatest dog on earth, and that I'm so happy that he came to live in our house. I love you. I love you.
I love you.